Well, thank you all for coming to today's message this morning. I'm City Manager John Glasscock. The city charter requires the city manager to present the city manager's proposed budget for the coming year in July. This fiscal year 2020 budget is defined primarily by taking care of our core services and balancing the expectations of a full service city with resources available to pay for those services. Columbia has always prided itself on the multitude of services that we provide. We have always had a great community support, and the community appreciates those services provided. The fiscal year 2020 total expenditures are projected to be $485 million, and the total revenues are projected at $455.5 million. While declining sales tax growth continues to be an issue, we now see the ability to attract, hire, and retain qualified staff as the biggest challenge facing our city. This budget has four goals for the fiscal year 2020. They are focus on operational excellence through our employees, provide employees with an increase in compensation that is fair based on market data, stem growing staff turnover, long-term vacancies, and the lack of applicants, and continue making progress on the city's strategic plan goals. These charts help paint a picture. On the left, you see over the last decade, the turnover rate steadily increasing to over 13% from a less than 8% start. On the right is turnover by tenure. Note the 1 to 5 years, which are our future leaders of the city, and over 10 years of service, which is our knowledge base. These are the areas that we concentrated on for pay increases. Pay increases from last year have not made a dramatic difference in the positions being filled. Today, we have approximately 169 vacancies out of 1,500 jobs. That's an 11% vacancy rate. Our solid waste division had 12 refuse collector openings last year, and this year we have 10. As we begin to implement the Climate Action and Adaptation Plan, we must go back and update all of our long-range planning documents and incorporate these climate action strategies. Doing so will identify possible shortfalls in funding up front, but it will also show how the long-term changes can save us precious tax dollars and resources long into the future. Columbia's sales tax, both general and special purpose, pays for many services we rely on every day. Roads, sidewalks, our bus system, our airport, our parks, police, fire, and nearly everything else outside our utilities. Columbia will see about $800,000 in reduced sales tax revenue for fiscal year 2020. As you can see, the left side chart shows that sales tax growth is projected to continue in decline. And the right side chart shows estimated sales tax loss on online revenues projected at $2.8 million in the general fund alone, which would have been the bulk of the money needed to cover the pay package plan that we're proposing for the general fund portion in this year's coming budget. So starting with the general fund highlights, our fleet replacement has been deferred for the last 4 years. Staff has recommended using $1.2 million in general fund reserves to replace needed general fund fleet vehicles. $4.2 million in cuts were submitted by general fund departments to help offset the pay package costs. Within the general fund, $1.2 million of these cuts have been included to reduce the needed reserves used to $3 million. General fund expenditures have increased 2.5% from last year to approximately $88 million. Our strategic plan envisions a Columbia that is a place for everyone, not just some, to live, work, learn, and play. A community where everyone has equal opportunities and the best city services. Our strategic plan should be a dynamic philosophy that is defined by input from the community and baked into our staff's DNA. The goal for the new strategic plan is to be in place by January. We will take what we've learned from the last strategic plan to improve the odds of success and implement those strategies across the entire community. So now let's shift gears and talk a little bit about strategic priorities, starting with operational excellence. In fiscal year 2014, the current compensation philosophy was adopted by council, which included four parts: annual market adjustments to remain competitive, move to midpoint adjustments for employees who have 5 years in their current classification, across the board raises, and pay or performance pay to reward employees' job performance. I can say that we've never followed that philosophy due to budget constraints. Therefore, I am recommending the following pay plan changes for fiscal year 2020. Adopt the pay ranges recommended by our consultant, PayPoint HR. Move classifications to the new pay grades. Provide a move to new minimum adjustment. Implement an incremental move to mid adjustment. Time and classification adjustment to address pay compression for employees with more than 5 years in their current classifications. Employees will receive a 0.5% increase per year in class above 5 years, and also an across-the-board raise of 0.5%. We also continue to struggle with hiring and retaining refuse collectors and equipment operators. At this time, there are 10 full-time openings for refuse collectors and 31 for commercial driver's license equipment operators. I am recommending increasing the starting pay guidelines for these positions again this year to see if we can attract more applicants and keep valued employees. These include increasing commercial driver's license operators to $16.50 an hour, increasing refuse collectors to $17 an hour, and the greater of $18.70 per hour or promotional increase for senior refuse collectors. We have also agreed with Columbia Police Officers Association to the starting pay rate of $13.14 an hour for police sergeants to ensure they make above the maximum rate for police officers. Also in the fiscal year 2020 budget, I recommend a net increase of 3 full-time employees be added. 14.5 are being added and 11.5 are being deleted. Moving to the economy strategic priority, the unemployment rate in Columbia continues to be at an all-time low of 2.3%. To compare, the state of Missouri is at 3.3%, and the national average is 3.7%. Our airport continues to be a local and regional economic driver. Today, we fly to 3 major airline hubs, and passenger counts are at record levels. We have grown employments from 9,000 in 2007 to more than 121,000 in 2018, an annual growth rate of over 30%. We have presented council with a funding plan for the new terminal, and we anticipate starting construction in fiscal year 2020. Over the last 3 years, the city has invested time, talent, and funding into 3 strategic neighborhoods, which is our social equity strategic priority. As these areas have grown more stable, now is the time to invest in all of Columbia, and this starts with our youngest residents. I recommend strengthening the city partnerships with Columbia Public Schools, our colleges, universities, and faith and service organizations to create a lasting legacy for students and their families, a grow your own type program. Switching to public safety strategic priority, this is the largest portion of the general fund budget. We have just over $64 million in discretionary funding available in fiscal year 2020. Over $44 million is dedicated to public safety, or 69% of the general fund. The remaining dollars support the other 16 city budgets that make up the general fund. Since the strategic plan has been in place, citizen satisfaction with the overall quality of the police department services has increased citywide. Over the past few months, I have seen officer morale in the Columbia Police Department standing in the community are improving. Columbia's vision to implement community-oriented policing throughout Columbia transcends our current strategic plan. Community outreach officers will be training other officers and spread the approach beyond the neighborhoods where it's currently practiced. The Columbia Police Department is also continuing their drive toward accreditation with Commission on Law Enforcement Accreditation. The Columbia Police Department will also begin construction on a new Molly Thomas Bowden Neighborhood Policing Center in fiscal year 2020. The investment in this facility is expected to be approximately $9.2 million. And let's not forget our beloved fire department. I was so proud to attend the Commission on Fire Accreditation International Conference, where the Columbia Fire Department received their accredited status. I have also asked the fire department to work with the Boone County Fire Protection District to discuss the possibility of acquiring two of their fire stations, Station 12 and 14. We owe it to the community to be as efficient as possible with our resources. Moving on to the infrastructure strategic priority, residents tell us that street conditions and utilities are two of the top three most important core services that we provide. On the utility side, we traditionally propose rate increases as part of the annual budget process. The issue with that is that our biggest revenue generating months are summer. So that means we have to predict what our anticipated revenue income will be prior to actually receiving those funds. We are proposing evaluating the previous year's financials once all revenues and expenses have been incurred. And that's before we could do the rate increase as needed. Regarding utility rates, we are implementing only the 20% increase in the stormwater fee, the final increase approved by voters. We estimate that it will add 42 cents on the average monthly customer bill. We are also showing a 3% water rate increase, but that depends on the revenues generated this summer. The potential rate increase will be reevaluated after the fiscal year 2019 budget closes. Street conditions are always one of the most important areas residents identify as a high priority. Street priorities for the capital improvement sales tax are the intersections of Sinclair Road and Route K. Traffic calming projects such as Holly Avenue, William Street at Hinkson, and Smith Drive. Last year, transit was downsized, and I am happy to report that those cuts, along with some additional funding, we have stabilized our transit funding. So moving forward, no further cuts are anticipated. Other types of infrastructure that need attention is the maintenance of our facilities. It is important that we are good stewards of our facilities and keep them properly maintained. Projects include roof repairs to the Armory Building, HVAC upgrades at the Downtown Police Station and Sanford-Kempton Building, HVAC upgrades, door repairs, limestone repairs at our Howard Building, and we also need to conduct additional city building assessments on the remaining city facilities. Fiscal year 2020 budget is a reset year for the employee pay scale based on our updated market data analysis. Looking at the future, the general fund condition does not look to be improving. Current funding for general revenue departments needs to be shored up, and the other diverse funding sources need to be discussed. Our residents need to tell us what a full-service city should look like to them. Do residents still want the city to provide all the services we provide today, or have we simply overextended ourselves? Staff will be talking with residents to see if they are willing to increase funding for police, fire, streets, parks and recreation, and other services that depend on the general fund as a revenue source. Should we consider new revenue sources such as a city use tax, a municipal gas tax to fund police and street maintenance, a sales or property tax dedicated to public safety, a fire property tax similar to the one that supports Boone County Fire Protection District, or possibly a fire flow tax, which is tiered similar to our stormwater rates? Each of these potential new revenue sources would require voter approval. If residents do not favor increases, then cuts on the expense side will be needed in the general fund departments. This will include fire, police, and parks and rec personnel and services. Columbia is a wonderful city, and it has a bright future. Two of the most pressing challenges are tied together: dedicated and engaged employees who are fairly compensated, providing essential core services, and finding the right mix of revenues to pay for those services. I believe that we, together, can face our challenges head on and in the end make Columbia even better and stronger community for every resident. I want to thank my staff for the hard work it takes to produce this document, and to you for the time this morning, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you all have.
Does the budget as proposed accommodate any new hires of police officers or firefighters, and why or why not?
It doesn't have any for police officers or firefighters. We do have three in the budget for the new police station up there, but they are not police officers. There just simply isn't enough funding for that right now. We are looking at a grant for firefighters, and should we get the grant, we would add three to the budget, but we haven't yet because we haven't received the grant.
And I noticed on the graphs that we currently have 13 police officer positions open and 18 positions department-wide. Is that correct?
I don't know the exact number.
That's what the graph indicated. Do you believe that the pay increase and putting pay on a level playing field will help fill those positions?
I do. And I think the Columbia Police Officer Association would mirror that.
John, in the past, we've always had problems collecting city sales tax, especially with the competition of the internet. How will you approach the public and explain to them we need different revenue sources? Are you counting on people coming to the council meetings, or are you going to try to reach out to the public and just say, hey, what do you want us to do?
I think I'm going to try to follow the Columbia Public Schools model. They do world cafes. They have different types of community involvement, and try to just find out what services the citizens want us to provide. You know, we've always talked about it being a full service city. You can be a full service city and have other people provide the services. And so we just have to go out and see what the citizens are willing to pay for, and then come back and model that in our strategic plan and our budgeting in those areas. Okay, thank you. And I think I think we're going to do it up here if you want anything. Thank you.